Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now the ballot questions. In the end, only one of the three passed, the question to repeal the year-old state sales tax on store-bought alcohol, which narrowly won 52-48%. Voters stopped short of cutting the general sales tax, which was question number three, and they shot down the proposal to repeal the state's affordable housing law. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has more.
In the run-up to Election Day, it seemed like such a good climate for anti-tax, anti-regulation ballot initiatives. There were frustrated voters out there, like Eileen Connor of Hyde Park, who's been out of work for a year and a half.
Even people that are working can't afford to buy what they used to buy.
That sentiment helped kill the state sales tax on store-bought alcohol. Liquor distributors and package stores put the question on the ballot. Their spokeswoman, PJ Foster, says pocketbooks made the difference at the polls.
And consumers were feeling that. It's a ripple effect through the community. When they saw question one on the ballot, it was their opportunity to regain a little of that income.
Passing question one means Massachusetts is getting rid of the sales tax on alcohol after only a year. Even prohibition lasted longer. Now the state will lose about $110 million in revenue next year. But the state won't lose $2.5 billion. That's what it would have lost had question three passed. Voters did not go ahead and slash the general sales tax to 3%.
That's about what I would expect from Massachusetts.
John Bale from Marlborough was among the disappointed supporters who'd gathered at a British pub in Framingham last night. Ironic, considering British taxation sparked the American Revolution. It's not a revolution, it's a progression, says Carla Howell. She's the libertarian who keeps putting anti-tax measures on the ballot.
In 2002, we got 885,000 votes. 2 years ago, we did another statewide ballot initiative. We got 915,000 votes. We appear to be on track for 1 million or more votes this election. So we're moving in the right direction.
Actually, she fell just short of 1 million votes. But the main thing is more people voted against question three. Toby McGrath is the spokesman for the opponent's campaign. It was successful in keeping the state sales tax at 6.25%.
Once people start looking at what it actually pays for, education, public safety, roads and bridges, our community hospitals, that Massachusetts voters decide that it wasn't for them.
To help voters decide it wasn't for them, McGrath's coalition of public sector unions spent $4 million. They outspent Carla Howell's group by about 16-1. But deeper pockets did not win the day with ballot question two. Developers had hoped to repeal the somewhat convoluted state law that forces builders to sell some of their units at below market cost. They lost handily. Question two opponent Francie Ronayne.
With a no vote, the voters overwhelmingly decided that we need to keep this law in the books and keep creating affordable housing.
So despite the tough economy, in the end, Massachusetts voters decided they're still willing to pay taxes and still willing to impose regulations on businesses. They just need a drink, and they want that drink tax-free. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.